This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two car bombs have been defused in the heart of London. British police say they discovered the first explosives in a Mercedes parked outside a nightclub near Piccadilly Circus early this morning. A similar discovery was made hours later in another Mercedes that had been parked nearby and towed away for being parked illegally. The incidents come just 2 days after Gordon Brown took over from Tony Blair as British Prime Minister. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The word flying around the supercharged atmosphere of central London tonight is the word luck. Luck that at 1:30 this morning, an ambulance crew called to an unrelated incident nearby reported seeing smoke inside a car parked outside a nightclub on the Haymarket. That's a busy street near Piccadilly Circus, full of restaurants and theatres. Head of the Police Counter-Terrorism Command, Peter Clark, said police rushed to the scene to find a car loaded with drums of gasoline, propane canisters and large quantities of nails.
Even at this stage, it is obvious that if the device had detonated, there could have been significant injury or loss of life. The vehicle was parked in one of the busiest parts of central London in the early hours of a Friday morning when many, many people were leaving nightclubs and other places after an evening out.
Inspector Clark later in the day held another news conference to say the second car had been illegally parked just near the first one in the Haymarket and had been towed to a car pound near Hyde Park.
There was a considerable amount of fuel and gas canisters. As in the first vehicle, there was also a substantial quantity of nails. This, like the first device, was potentially viable and was made safe by the explosives officers. These vehicles are clearly linked.
Neither vehicle was found through police intelligence, and quite apart from the luck of finding them, there was also the sheer luck that neither of them exploded. The capital has been on heightened alert ever since the suicide bombings 2 years ago, and especially this weekend with the memorial concert for Princess Diana being staged on Sunday and the ongoing Wimbledon tennis tournament. New Prime Minister Gordon Brown had only taken over from Tony Blair on Wednesday. He was due to meet his newly reshuffled cabinet this morning anyway, but said the agenda had inevitably shifted to focus on the terror threat that emerged overnight.
We should allow the police to investigate this incident and then report to us. But this incident does recall the need for us to be vigilant at all times and the public to be alert at any potential incidents. And I will stress to the Cabinet that the vigilance must be maintained over these next few days.
The discovery of the second car has made some experts even more sure that the plot has international links. Professor Anthony Glees is director of the Centre for Intelligence and Security at Brunel University.
There's even more evidence now that this is an Al-Qaeda plot. It's an Al-Qaeda memo to Gordon Brown. It's an Al-Qaeda memo to the British public, that they are determined to carry on and persist in their attack on ordinary British people about their ordinary lives.
Glees says it could well be blowback from Iraq and Afghanistan, not just in ideological motivation, but in method of attack. Police are continuing to examine the two vehicles forensically, as well as analysing closed-circuit television footage of the area. Inspector Clark of the Anti-Terrorism Unit said that the police were doing everything possible to protect the public. The public are just hoping that their luck doesn't run out. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.